Yo.
Yo.
What's up, boy?
You see your boy.
What's that, man?
Yup. Brand new 75-inch screen TV,
boy. Oh, shit, nigga. I like that motherfucker, yo.
Thank you. Listen, you trying to come through and watch a little Netflix with me?
Yeah, I'll come through that motherfucker. What, you got some girls coming through? What's up?
Nah. Ain't nobody here. It'll be just me and you.
Me and you?
You know what I'm saying? You can come through and watch a little Netflix and you know.
No, I don't, nigga. You better calm your motherfucking ass down, man. Calm your ass down. What's up, though, yo?
Nah, I ain't got to calm down. You want to come through and watch a little Netflix, and you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't, man. Explain yourself. No, what are you saying?
No. You can come through and watch some Netflix, and you know.
Netflix,
you know,
and what?
You know we can.
No, say it. Netflix. Explain yourself.
Nah, I mean.
Say it, bro.
What I'm trying to say. All right, fuck it. You could come through. We could watch some Netflix, and we could chill, bro.
Bro, what is that up in the back of there? That porno? Yo, get your weird ass away from
nigga,
me,
nigga, I ain't even thinking like
you
that.
Fucking
that's
weirdo,
not me.
Man. Get
all
out
right,
of
here.
Fuck you then.
Yo, Shorty, aka Good Kid, Red City. I just called to say congratulations on Frocast. Once again, y'all still ain't shit, though. God bless. Congratulations. NetBI Fro. Fro Nation. I'll...
What's good? This your boy, Corey Dosecki with the Power Lunch Hour. I want to give a shout-out to the Frocast doing their thing and see you, baby. Keep it going. I'll let your boy.
Hey, you know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero Show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. How can stay fat like Terrio? I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
So let's go over it again like we rehearsed.
Listen, bitch. My girlfriend said, listen, bitch. It's over between me and you. I can't talk to you anymore. Don't call my fucking phone. You're messing up a happy home. You're giving black women a bad name. You fucking whore.
Boom, let's go. We ready.
Hi. Listen, bitch. Don't ever call my fucking phone anymore. You're messing up a happy home and you're giving black women across America a bad name, you fucking slut. So don't ever call me again, unless me and my girl don't wait. Don't ever call my shit again. And when my girlfriend sees you, she's gonna stomp your face in the fucking mud.
Hang up the fucking phone.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now listen to the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. Shout out to Saul Wright for this latest, a.k.a. Shout out to a.k.a. MF Dumb, a.k.a. Brad DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. You can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you editing, cutting shit out of people podcasts, but we still thankful for what you do. I want you to keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, And my favorite, a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, like the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We appreciate it. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also got a Patreon that you can join and become a exclusive behind-the-scenes patron. You can join for as little as a dollar and get shout out on the show like Emmanuel Matos. So shout out to Emmanuel as well as all the other patrons on Patreon that support us. You could be just like Mr. Emmanuel, get shout out on the show. And just like everybody else that become a Patreon, they get shout out on the show. And you also get all these benefits from becoming a Patreon. So go check it out, man. You know? And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What is option D? Option D is share it on your story, retweet it, reblog it. And when you share it on your story, tag us in it so we can get your props like Ruler Myself does, like Shorty does, like 12 Cal, Eclectic, Big Smash, Sleazy the Black Farmer. You know what I'm saying? You know, they showing us love and we'll show you love back by just showing you. Shouting you out again. So you get all kinds of shout outs on the Frocast and you never know who's listening. You know what I'm saying? So they might be like, oh, who's Sleazy the Black Farmer? I'd like to meet that guy.
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? Or they'd be like, who is 12 Cal? Or who is Eclectic? Or who is Short T? Short T gets a lot of shout outs. They even repeat his name.
Yeah.
Like, who is this guy? You know what I'm saying? So, just show the love and we'll show you love. So, all the parents out the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
Week's been pretty good. It's wrapping up the semester. Got 2 more weeks left, so it's looking pretty good for you, girl.
About to get a
little bit of a break, and then summer school will start. But you know, everything's going in the right direction. Being productive, getting some things done. Realizing that a lot of these motherfuckers don't have come to work. Y'all got signs on your door talking about please don't disturb. You in a damn teleconference. You in a you're working hard and this, but that shit been up there since last week.
Exactly.
I'm just trying
you're
to understand.
Always in the Zoom meeting. Open that fucking door.
Yeah, you
open that goddamn door.
24 hours. What are we doing here?
I ain't lying. So, some bullshit.
Yeah, I just find it funny because I'm like,
yeah, it's real new, convenient. Yeah. You got that Zoom meeting door on your son.
Oh, every day,
all the time. What the fuck? I'm on a Zoom account. I don't see your name under there.
Please do not disturb. I'm in a meeting. Oh, please do not disturb. I'm working hard at blah, blah, blah. Okay, but that same sign has not moved since last week, my friend. But because I come to work every day, I notice. Maybe somebody who doesn't come to work every day wouldn't notice. But your light off. So what are you doing back there? There's no light coming from underneath there. So therefore, nobody could be in there doing nothing that they're supposed to do in the dark. But whatever. I digress. But yeah, it's all good.
Hey, man. Well.
How about you? How was your week?
Oh, my gosh. Normal week. Just going through the motions. College basketball happened. Didn't really win any money. Lost all my parlays. It was just bad, you know, on the back gambling side. But other than that, man, I'm blessed. Highly favored.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? All that good stuff that people say. You know, I can't. You know, I had a good Easter. I went to church. I had a good, you know, service. I had my Easter suit on, you know, I said my Easter speech. Had a good week. Good week.
Resurrection Sunday.
Yes, that too.
Yeah.
I didn't want to play around the Lord, so that's why I didn't say resurrection. That's why I say Easter.
Yeah, I mean, Easter is more so the pagan holiday, so if you're really having a good time and all that, I guess.
Yeah.
You could say it.
I've seen a lot of disrespectful memes over the Easter holiday.
And you laughed, so therefore you're disrespectful also.
Some of y'all people need to stop it. Thanking Judas for the 4-day weekend. Talk about Jesus didn't dance. He didn't pull up his pants, but he did move the rock away.
See, I don't understand the disrespectful heathenist people.
I saw somebody talk about, so Jesus' security guard must have been his first day on the job or something. How they just gonna let him get out and not say nothing? Hey, I like it was a lot of disrespect on the internet.
Yeah. And he's still laughing. God forgive me.
Hey, bro, y'all need to stop this shit. This shit is not funny, okay? Like, it's not. Oh my God.
I don't know what to say about this.
But yeah, man, let's go ahead and get to this outline, man.
Let's.
Oh man, White Boy Summer, man. Have you heard anything about White Boy Summer, Queen Jern?
No.
All right, so White Boy Summer is this thing invented by Chet Hanks. Who is Chet Hanks, you ask me, Queen Germ?
I don't, but
Chet Hanks is the son of Tom Hanks. He walks around, sometimes he talks in a Jamaican accent. Mm. And so he came up with this thing called White Boy Summer, where I guess all the white boys supposed to, you know, not all the white boys, but the white boys like him, supposed to go after the sisters and everything like that. You know, Chet, it's no secret, he likes, you know, the sisters. And so, he liked the sister so much that he posted a video of him and his girlfriend got into an argument or whatever. I guess she busted him over the head or something, and he was bleeding. And then you go on online to show what she did to you, and that let me know right then, Chet, you're not built for no sister, bro. If she hit you and bust you across your shit, and the first thing you went to do was to run to Instagram to put it on blast, you're not built for this life, bro. You're not built for this life. Like, it's really not, you know, nah, it's not for you. It's not for you because, like, a lot of celebrities was catching a lot of flack because it was like, you know, black women, they aggressive. You got to be, and I don't believe that to be aggressive. I just feel like, I don't think that black women too aggressive. I just feel like, hey, black women are black women. Like, I don't expect a black woman to act like a white woman. I don't expect a black woman to act like an Asian woman. I don't expect a black woman to act like a Mexican woman.
I mean, but you can't even put us in a box. But
yeah, exactly.
At the same time, I'm like, if a woman does what she does, I mean, anybody does what they do, that's for a good reason. Like, if somebody feel like everybody that they come in contact with is a cheater, because the people that came before you was cheaters. If the person get up in your face and tell you some shit that they not going to tolerate, it's because they probably done been through some shit similar to the shit you putting them through. Mm. So, therefore, they are going to be a little amped up. But then you can find a black lady who may be very submissive. And that might just be, you know, because of her upbringing or whatever. Mm. But if they don't have the personality that you're interested in, then you don't need to do it just because you want to be Instagram, you know what I'm saying, popping, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got money. So what's the purpose? So you going to run through some black girls so you can be able to say, I can compare them to white women? We don't give a damn about being compared to to white women, because we are black women, and there's no purpose in us having to be, you know what I'm saying, validated by a white man. Like, that's the worst thing that you can do for us. Like, if you talking about trying to do something, we don't need your stamp of approval of us as a people. So if you genuinely interested in a black woman, fine, date her. But you talking about you going to do it so that you can post something online, so that you can say something about them, regardless whether you praising them or degrading them. Again, it's a platform that you're going to use because you're a white person. Mm. And again, that's white privilege at its finest.
Mm. So would you, if let's say your boyfriend, let's say me and you get into it, and I go online and post, like, yo, look what Queen Jern did to me. That's some hoe-ass shit, ain't it?
Exactly.
Hoe-ass shit.
Very much so. And I think somebody else need to do something worse to you, since you can't keep your motherfucking mouth closed. Like, if we going through something right here, are you leaving? Like, are you... That's my thing. Like, what are we doing here? You finna mess around and get me cased up over some bullshit you done put online.
Mm.
And then you gonna want to say, when the authorities get involved, oh, it's a situation that we dealing with at the house. But hell, if we dealing with it at the house, it ain't for the public eye. So you done stirred the pot in a way that you ain't had no business doing at that point.
So is there any way I could fix that if I did that?
No. Like, you
I ain't called the police. Nigga. I just went online.
But you can't be the nigga that I'm supposed to be with.
I went live because you bust me in my head with whatever.
That's lame as fuck. So I don't know what you could do to fix it. I mean, if I want to be with you, that's fine. Mm. And, you know, we could work through it. But I just feel like you ain't the person that I would think that I want to be with if you doing shit.
But you're looking
like
at
that.
Me differently, though, from that day forward.
Definitely.
So how you think, does Chet need to cancel his white boy summer? Because, I mean,
there's no white boy summer. White boys are never going to make that much of ground dating black
people. I don't know, man. It's a wave now. There's a lot of sisters. Nah. They fed up. And I use the word air quotes with sisters. They fed up with our ways. And they say, hey, get you a white man.
Well, I don't have them problems. But I just feel like, you know, real black women wouldn't date black white men seriously. So
amen.
It'll be an experiment, it'll be something to do, but it ain't nothing that you just going after. My thing is, if you love somebody,
okay,
and you meet somebody, then it didn't matter what packaging they came in.
Mm-hmm.
But when you seek out somebody, you shallow. Like, you even like men who will say, oh, I only date a woman who, you know what I'm saying, this is my preference. I only date a skinny girl with big titties or some bullshit. That's stupid. Like, because you looking at a physical characteristic, that shit ain't gonna be there forever when you old. All her body might be the same size as her titty, so she's just looking like a Oompa Loompa round something. So you round here worrying about basing it on a characteristic that really don't amount to nothing. You basing something on just the fact that he's white. That's not gonna do nothing for you. Yeah, he gonna always be white, but what the fuck is that gonna do for you as a person, as a couple? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a valid reason to be with somebody. Now you want to, again, that means you have been brainwashed. You have been conditioned to believe that because a white man wants you, you something better than what a black man would have wanted. Mm. Why not get a good black man? They're out there. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And the thing is, niggas do you how you let them do you. Because you're going to get with this cracker, and because you ain't got no damn self-esteem, he ain't going to build your self-esteem. You still going to be out here allowing him to do bullshit if that's what you were tolerating. You know what I'm saying? So it just because you go get somebody different, if you ain't right, the people gonna treat you how you view your own self.
I got you. Okay, understood. So you're not with White Boy Summer.
That's, I'm not with a white boy nothing. That, so I'm not with a white boy nothing.
Don't be like that, Queen.
No,
Germ.
I'm not.
They're gonna cancel you, Queen Germ.
They're not gonna cancel me because I can be with who I want to be with, and God happened to make me black. Therefore, okay. I'm not looking at white people to see my image in them or to see that I need something from them. Like, we can all be friends. We can all
be
cordial.
What if you just fell in love with a white guy?
I would not have.
How?
I have tried.
How could you say that? But maybe that just wasn't the right one.
I mean, it wasn't going to be but one time. I mean, we just happened to be friends, and we was cool. We never had sex or nothing like that. But, you know, it was just like he was trying too hard to be black. And so,
he was one of them.
It's just like, that ain't my style because
you have a real
you running
guy.
Around here.
You had you one of them pretenders.
Yeah, but I mean, it didn't matter to me because that really wasn't my thing, no way. I mean, I had one that really liked me. He drove a big truck, always, you know what I'm saying, doing the typical Southern, South Georgia white boy stuff in undergrad. But it was just like, we was cool. I couldn't take it that far with him. I mean, like, just being real, white people smell funny, so I just couldn't go that far with it. That wasn't my thing. That wasn't my thing. So I'm cool with that. And my thing is, y'all black people got to stop being scared. Like, people want to sit here and tell us, oh, we can't say shit, and this, that, and the third. We can say whatever the fuck we want to say. We on the bottom of the totem pole in so many regards. If I say something, and then, I mean, my thing is, it's valid. I didn't say what it smelled like, but I said smell funny. As far as I'm concerned. And that's what it is. It ain't no reason for me to feel shame about that shit. It ain't no reason. Like, what? Why I got to be guarded with the fact that...
I mean, you don't.
I shouldn't have to say all that. Say I mean, I said what I said and I mean it. And that's what it was. But you talking about a white boy summer? White people need to stop playing with us. That's the bottom line. Black people need to stop sitting around here letting white people look at you talking about some, oh, the white boys gonna press the black women. Like, what y'all trying to do? You want to make us all beige? Like, what is the initiative? Cause so y'all see y'all ain't making enough babies over there. So now y'all want to go over here and mix the pot up some more to make it more difficult for people. It don't matter because y'all whiteness is being taken away when you lay down with a black woman anyway.
I don't know now. Hey,
they could try to change the rule, but the rule is the rule.
No, I'm just
saying.
If
the person is white, the person
is
black.
A white man make a white baby, bro.
That's even with not a
black
the truth.
It's a lot of black women that got babies by white men. They be like, why my baby come out looking so white? Because you had a baby with a white man. It's
honey,
not the opposite way around.
It is.
A black man makes a black baby.
Y'all got DNA all fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, if you got black in you, you got black in you. Very few of them ain't looking
But if you
black.
Look at some of the fair, like the Meghan Markles, like she, look at that. She barely made it over the fence as black. You know what I'm saying? Black mama, white daddy. You know, that's what they make. Black daddy, white mama, you get a J. Cole, a Drake. You know what I'm saying?
But they got, they still
black mama,
got...
Black mama, white daddy, you get a... there was that woman named to be on Saturday Night Live. She real light-skinned. The actress. She was in Girls Trip and all the movies.
Yeah,
something
but
Rudolph.
I don't remember people's names.
Maya,
I mean,
Rudolph. That's her name.
I can see it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the facts are the facts. That's in your blood. You can't deny who the hell pussy you came out of.
Yeah.
So you came out of a black pussy, you just as black as somebody who bust a nut out of a black dick.
I'm just talking about from the appearances. You have more of a chance to have a more fair-skinned baby when you have a white man and a black mama versus a black man and a white woman is what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, I mean, but Mariah Carey, she got a white mama and a black daddy, and she can go for white most days.
Her daddy wasn't all the way black, now. Her daddy was like She yeah, her daddy went black. He went a nigga.
Okay, but like I said, it don't matter. You black, and that's the bottom line. You have a black parent, a half black parent. It's enough of it in you that you still a nigga. Mm. So therefore, if the people want to race card you, they could, you know what I'm saying? They could deal with you how they want to deal with you. At the end of the day, they need to take everybody need to have some respect. Cause you talking about you gonna target black women like we on the market or something. You trying to up our stock or something. Hey, we don't need to help y'all you. Out. It ain't gonna help us out. Cause if you a black woman and got some good damn sense, why are you attracted to these other people if they're only with you for fun? Like they playing a game with you. Oh, so now you ain't got enough sense to realize like, oh, this is just some strategic plan for them to have they weigh with some black women. Oh, because y'all have been beat down. Y'all downtrodden. Let me help you have something in your life because I'm a white man. I'm going to come in here and save your ass. Mm. Fuck you. Like, if we together for real, but not know we finna go play around and then you fuck around and get me pregnant and I got to deal with this shit.
Mm. Well, y'all know how we feel about this situation. Let's move on to the next.
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's lighten the mood up a little bit.
Yeah, lighten it up.
I got a situation for you, Queen Germ. Mm-hmm. All right, so you got a husband and a wife, and another husband and a wife. All right, one husband and one wife work together. Another husband, and so you got the wife.
So that means we work together at a job.
No. It's two couples. The husband from one couple and the wife from another couple work together.
Okay.
All right. They're coworkers. They just so happen to talk on the phone sometime. Mm-hmm. Not serious. They just talk to each other on their way home from work or whatever like that. Husband finds out because he, you know, he thinks something going on with his wife. So he goes and into the phone, you know, get fine phone records or whatever. Go get those. See her calling his phone number all the time. Confronts her about it. She cracks and says, "Oh, it was my coworker." He contacts the coworker and like, "Listen, talk to my wife on the phone. Now I got a goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, coworker say, hey, man, ain't nothing like that. We just cool, whatever. Well, I'm going to reach out and find your wife and tell your wife that you're on the phone with this nigga." Is his husband help? So he finds the man's wife on social media, lets him know what's going on. Is this nigga a bitch-ass nigga?
Past that.
So how would you feel getting this information from a nigga?
I mean, it wouldn't move me one way or the other because my thing is, you soft as cotton if you really that lame to be calling a woman. You calling a woman about her husband mm-hmm. talking to your wife. Mm-hmm. A, you don't have no control over your household. Mm-hmm. And it's not even to say you got to have control, but you need to handle that in-house. That ain't mm-hmm. even no business for me to know. Like, if you done checked my husband about it, y'all done had a conversation or whatever, you talk to your wife, because that's who you got the vows with. Mm. Ain't nobody outside your house owe you nothing.
Okay.
So you calling around trying to make other people's household fucked up. Mm. So now you want me to be mad with him, so maybe I could be all up in his phone or got him on a short leash to keep him from messing around with your wife. But then, you know, furthermore, it ain't even, I mean, you lame for calling around and talking to people. But the thing is, the root of the problem is real simple. Because the person say that they ain't doing nothing but talking. That's mm. a lie. Because it's some motherfuckers I see from 9 to 5 that we cool, but ain't no reason for us to talk after this job is over. Mm-hmm. So that means if y'all talking to each other on the way home, it's more to the damn story. Y'all can lie and say all day long it's innocent chatting, but it starts as innocent chatting. You are looking for something else. So I don't know if we stopped y'all in the process because the husband caught y'all up mm. or if y'all already fucking. And
what if it's no fucking involved? It's just innocent chatting. What if
it's just innocent chatting? It's no innocent chatting. Men and women do not sit on the phone for hours at a time.
Not even hours. It's like 30 minutes a day.
30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. That's 2.5 motherfucking hours. Mm. And I'm going to tell you.
Okay, not every day.
No, I'm going to go with your theory.
Okay.
So if you're talking about you investing 2.5 hours in the day, and now y'all work together. Yeah. So why we wait until we get off the phone? That tell you right now, if our conversation's so good, I got to talk to you as soon as you leave the job till you get to your house. I done been talking to your ass all day. So why we ain't tired of talking? That's how you know we up in the ante. I'm gonna be done said something inappropriate, and you ain't talking just no business after five. Like, you not finna never make me believe that shit. Now, if you said you came to the job unexpected and your spouse was sitting at a table with somebody of the opposite sex, and they were sitting outside at the picnic tables outside the job eating lunch together, and you rolled up on it and you felt some type of way, then you would have to kind of dig a little more into the story to see what's going on. Because they could just eat lunch because ain't nobody else around, you know what I'm saying, 9 days or whatever, and they just chit-chatting. But you private, because y'all on the phone. Y'all having good conversation at the job, after work. Mm-hmm. So it's more to just the conversation.
Okay.
Because somebody getting something out of the conversation, maybe she listens to what you say. Maybe she gives you some good advice. Maybe she make you feel good. Y'all both making each other feel good. You talking back and forth. You laughing, kiki. Oh, you was wearing that suit today. Oh, yeah, you was wearing that dress today. Oh, I like your new hairstyle.
But what
I like
your new haircut.
It's got to be. It's never going to be none of that. Because you tell me, you sitting on the phone with somebody of the opposite sex, ain't never going to be an opportunity for you to sit. I mean, it's never going to be realistic for me to say that you're going to sit there and just be saying, well, you know what, Susan? We had a rough day today, but we're going to crunch those numbers tomorrow, and we're going to get right back in there.
What are we just sitting there just talking about people at the job? Like, hey, did you see such and such a day? Don't that motherfucker get on your nerves? I can't stand that motherfucker. Boy, okay. I tell you.
And then
what if you just talking shit about people at the job all day long?
30 minutes of that is all you got.
Yeah.
That shit goes further than that after 30 minutes.
But that's all we on the phone with. 10, 15, 20, whatever a trip is.
That's
home.
A lie. That's a lie.
So you don't think it's possible?
It's not. Mm. I know it's not. I done talked to too many people. Mm. Too many people. Niggas and women, they get feelings caught up. Somebody gonna be inappropriate. I can promise you that. It's on one side or the other. The lady gonna feel some type of way. One day, her husband probably gonna piss her off. She gonna come into the job. She know you already be talking to her, kiki and cheesing and all of that bullshit with her. Mm-hmm. So she gonna be a little extra friendly today simply because she pissed off at whatever's at the house. Vice versa. The nigga could do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And over time, people let their guard down. Even if I thought you was ugly when I first met you. As we continue working together, I realize, shit, this nigga funny. He hilarious. We have so much fun together. We got so many things in common. He from, you know what I'm saying, whatever Ville. And you know what I'm saying? And that's like a neighboring city from where I'm from or some shit. Whatever the case may be, it grows into something. And that's the reason why you have to be very careful when you're having these relationships. If you are attracted to whatever sex, those people cannot be
attracted to the person.
No, I didn't say that. All I said was if you're attracted to that sex. So if you're a man and you're attracted to the woman, if you're not, you know what I'm saying? If you are homosexual and you're attracted to the same sex, that means that you can't go out here and find no men friends because you date men. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so what I'm saying is you don't go and get men friends, the sex that you're attracted to, and think that it's going to always be on a platonic level.
Why can't it be?
It's not.
Why?
Okay, it can be if your ass talk to me at work and at work only. Why the fuck are grown people talking on the phone with no intentions of fucking? There's no reason. It's no value in our conversation. We were not friends. We were not friends as teenagers. We are not friends as high school or anything. We are not friends as young people. You married deep in the game. I don't need no new friends. So if you got some damn friends that you thinking about being talking to on the way home and all that other bullshit, you can delete them motherfuckers' number because that shit don't make no sense. It's always going to be something. It's going to be viewed as something. That's the reason why that girl husband got all excited and decided she was going to call a man. He was going to call a man and call a man husband. I mean, call a man wife and all that bullshit because the shit is inappropriate. Now, he didn't have to go that far with it because I just feel like you a man. Mm. That's some shit you just don't do. Mm. I mean, in my mind, that just seemed like you.
So, if a man came to you and told you that, would you be like, approach your husband with the news?
I probably would because now I have it. I have to act on it. Mm. But I'm not going to give him that satisfaction. I'm going to let him know, like, what the fuck is you calling me for? I'm going to give him a hard time about it. Mm. And I'm going to let him know that you need to go in and handle your wife because that's who you are dealing with. Mm. You don't need to push your shit off over in my yard. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your business. Keep your leaves over there.
Would you tell immediately or you just sit on it for a little while?
I'm going to see how you move because if you say that it's supposed to just been conversating, then I'ma see what the fuck going on that phone. I might be standing outside. I might be in the garden. I might be in the driveway when you bring your ass home the next time because I can see. Mm. Are you talking to somebody when you turn that corner? Mm. Are you getting off the phone when you see me outside? What's really your mood? Mm. So then I say, oh, you must be talking to that bitch Susan from the job. Because her husband called.
You nigga be like a ghost. Like, yeah. Oh, I was going to tell you about that.
Yeah, you wasn't going to tell me shit since it was just talking.
Yeah, then, but what if he come clean right then?
He is a liar. And I will look at him as a liar.
So if he would have came immediately soon before, he's like, hey, man, some nigga might be contacting you.
No.
You still
you a liar. Because you're trying to get ahead of the story. You
so
ain't
either
shit.
Way, he was fucked. So
you
he
ain't can, shit.
He can't say shit then.
You ain't shit. How? You ain't shit if you sitting on the phone. My thing is this. You work 40 hours a week. You sleeping damn near 6 to 8 hours a night, right? Mm. So in the run of the day, you ain't even got that much time to be with your wife, but you fucking talking to somebody else's wife. Just the idea makes me jealous. Therefore, I don't give a fuck who she is. If she ain't your, if she don't share no DNA with your ass.
But what if you don't feel, you ain't been feeling slighted at all?
I don't give a damn. I'm the kind of woman who gon' feel slighted because of the fact that my husband ain't got no business on no phone talking to no woman. Mm. Period. Mm. I don't give a damn. If that conversation more than 4 minutes,
God damn,
it's a problem.
Damn. Alrighty. Okay. Well. Oh, yeah. We brought this whole situation up because on April Fool's Day, I played a joke on Be Easy, It's All Right, and GQ Blue. I told him I was the dude in the situation, but the situation is a real situation. It's just not my situation. And I told him, I was like, man, Queen Jern mad at me, man. And I was like, the first thing I said, thought about was, how are we going to do the show on Tuesday? Be Easy's like, you worried about a show? You need to worry about your marriage, man. Look, man, don't send me no show if y'all going to be on there arguing. Man, I don't want it, so... Ha ha ha, April Fool's joke on y'all guys. So that was that whole situation. But yeah, man, it was a wild situation. You know, shout out to No Man Gang. Gang, gang, gang.
Yeah, niggas ain't shit either.
Hey. I'm
just saying. Just being real.
Got a question for you, Queen Jern. You can either have $100 billion for yourself, or you can end racism forever. Which would you choose?
I think I'm going to take the $100 billion, Alex.
Yeah. Why would you take the $100 billion?
Because racism is not something that you can cure the world of.
I mean, like, but this is
it's not.
But this is the part of the deal. If you do take the $100 billion, there's still going to be racism. Or you could choose to end racism forever.
Racism is not just...
In this, hypothetically...
Okay, even hypothetically, I'ma still take the money. Because it don't matter. Racism won't matter for me if I'm $100 billion.
Yeah, if I got $100 billion, I mean, ain't no racism. I don't know what that is.
The people gonna realize that I'ma come up in the store, I'ma have whatever I want. I don't need no credit.
I'll be looking like...
I'm just buying shit, taking care of my family, starting businesses, all kind of bullshit. But I won't
buying
need to worry
land,
about...
Buying up all the land.
I won't need to worry about that. I end racism myself.
Yeah.
So, I ain't got to worry
everything.
About it.
I own every goddamn thing. Yeah. So, I run this shit. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, yeah, me too.
That would be me.
Yeah, that's too much money. $100 billion? Fuck racism. I don't give a fuck. That's y'all problem. That's what I would say. I live way up here. I done built me a motherfucking place to live, nigga. Like, what you talking about? I got a whole state. Nigga, I'd be like, what are you talking about, nigga? Like, I just bought Mississippi. I'm like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's my shit. I'm about to soup this motherfucker up.
Why Mississippi, though?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the only state that they'll sell me right now. They'll sell me Mississippi, South Carolina. You know, I take Mississippi over South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they sell me one of them two states. Shout out to all our Mississippi and South Carolina listeners.
Yeah, shout out.
Twelka is an ATLian now, so, but he's from South Carolina. And that disrespectful motherfucker MJ, he's from Mississippi, but he live in Houston now, so.
Okay.
But, you know, that was my disses.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know.
So, that was easy, easy,
that was easy. That was easy.
Too easy.
Yeah, too easy. Because you said $100 billion. Now, maybe if you had just said a million.
Okay, what about $100 million?
I'm going to still take $100 million because it's enough millions that I can help my people. Oh. It's worth it. But I'm saying if you just say, if it was just
$1 million.
That's what I say. If it was 1 million, then yeah, I'll
I'm still taking the million. Fuck that shit. What the fuck is you talking about? Nigga, tell me $10 and end racism forever. Give me my $10. Fuck out of here.
I'm done.
Give me that $10. Give me that $10.
Don't make me take.
Fuck out of here, bro.
You with the bullshit.
What are you talking about? Like, let me get that nigga shoe. Like you said.
I cannot.
Man, speaking of racism, I gotta ask you, Queen Germ. Is the black community a matriarchy or a patriarchy? Tough question. Look at that, man. Wasn't expecting that one, was you, listeners? I know my answer.
Well, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna definitely say it's a matriarchy, but it should be that we should respect each other, archy. Because we shouldn't have to worry about if it's a man leading this or a woman leading that. It should be a partnership. It should be a family ship. Mm. It should not be us trying to redefine what's going on. If your group is a family, hey, let's just run it like that. Everybody doing their part. Don't have no little person. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If we a couple, let us build together. We shouldn't have to be fighting each other. We done did that since we've been here. So there's no need to keep doing that. I don't even feel like you got to say, oh, the man got to be this and the woman got to be that. I mean, if everybody doing their part, everybody having respect for each other, love for each other, it'll work. You'll be okay. But when you trying to be chauvinistic, you trying to tell somebody what to do, you trying to make somebody do something that they don't feel comfortable doing as far as like, you know, roles in the relationship, that shit ain't going to work. So it's like, as a people, we've had enough outside forces to make us all the way fucked up. But we have to do something to make people want to be in this partnership. Like, I'm all for men being the head of the household. But I just feel like outside of my house, for the other people who are single and all of that stuff, or even in relationships and things, is that you gotta be a man that's going to do right so that somebody could trust you wholeheartedly. Like, if I got to question your reason for doing shit, if you around here lying about petty shit, then hell, I can't trust you wholeheartedly. So then when you come at me, don't be mad when I question everything you say, because I got a fucking brain. Like, I'm not an airhead, so don't think of it as, oh, you can't just take what I say or you can't just do what I say. No, if it don't make sense, I should question it. That's what people who have working brains do.
Why you gotta question it? Why you just can't go along with it? If I say, hey, listen, it's gonna work.
Give me my
life savings. This man told me that
no.
I can invest this money and in weeks I could have this BMW by buying this damn these milkshakes. Mm-mm. Just give me the money. Mm-mm. He told me, listen, this shit works. I went out to lunch with him the other day. The lady, she was like a regional. She said she just started last year, and look where she at now.
Okay.
I could be right there. So just give me the life savings.
You won't get our money like that.
What?
I'm just saying, like, you got to have something that's a real plan. And you
That is a real plan. This man told me I could be rich in 6 to 8 months.
But as a people.
I just got to get fine 8 people under me.
See, now you already went left.
But it's building my network, though.
Okay. So build it with your money.
But for right now, I'm going to build it with our savings.
You can't build it with anything.
Why not?
You need to go and get you an extra job.
Oh, man.
And hustle up you some money and then buy your little kit and then sell it and do whatever.
But if I had get the inventory first, though, it'd be like they'd be buying it from me. So it's just like we'd be getting the money back.
But that's not what we're going to do with no life savings. Now, you may get $5,000 or something. But I don't see you getting no life savings to be talking about selling no shakes to people with people don't
but
even.
But I could take 5 and I'd be ahead in the game. 10, if you give me 10,000 right now, I will already be ahead of the game and I will be a step up. And I'll, you know what I'm saying, be like regional.
Like I said, and that's the reason why somebody got to have some sense. So it ain't got to be the man, it ain't got to be the woman. But somebody got to have some damn sense to know that shit ain't working. So it's just like I said, for us as a people, we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to loving and taking care of each other, our community, our families. Because it's all out of whack. Like niggas is real foul in a lot of cases.
Yeah, like you said, it shouldn't be either a matriarchy or it should be a family unit. It shouldn't be one or the other. Because, you know, like I said, for the last, 50 years, it's been a matriarchy. You know, it might have been a patriarchy at one point in time. I'm
sure it was.
Yeah.
Because of course, women didn't work. Yeah. So you can't run nothing if you ain't bringing in no revenue.
But ever since the civil rights movement,
But then that's the thing, because men gave it up. A lot of men gave it up. And so it's like, you can't be mad at somebody who's just trying to survive. And I think that's the whole premise of it. Like, as living beings, plants, people, animals, you are trying to survive. That's all. So the women took over because they didn't want to die. Like, you can't be mad at somebody if a nigga come to you and most people want to be loved. Most people, if you ain't strange. So you got somebody that come in here and sweep you off your feet. He make a couple of babies with you because you don't really play out in the streets. You don't know the nigga married. So you find out after you baby number two, baby number three. And now me and my wife going to be together for real. And da, 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 da. I got to do this, that, and the third. Now you don't want to be bothered with your churn. You ain't sending no money. The infrastructure back then, you know what I'm saying, may not have been that good to catch people, you know what I'm saying, information when the men get jobs and stuff like that, they give you your child support. So you might be on government assistance. You around here doing this, that, and the third, trying to make ends meet. You just trying to survive, trying to take care of your kids. So you forced me out there to work 2-3 jobs. You forced me into this lifestyle. And people can say what they want to say. It's a matter of taking responsibility. The same way we want white people to say all the wrong things they did for us, or wrong thing they did to us, the structure, the prison system, all the crazy stuff, trying to disenfranchise us through education, through finances, through all kind of different mechanisms. We, as black people, got to take responsibility for the fact, yeah, you had some wicked mamas, but you had some fucked up men. And I don't know where the shit happened at. I don't know why it happened, but it happened. And you left a lot of damaged people. There's a whole generation of people, even if they didn't live in those situations, they have been influenced by that culture. They have been, touched by... But somebody, you know what I'm saying, somebody in their life has had a direct impact from those types of things. When you talk about missing parents, and it ain't about people having to be married. It's about a person saying, I'm this child's father, and I want to know who you are as a person. You shouldn't have people running around here feeling as if somebody who gave up some moments of passion, some DNA, are responsible for me being here, and we don't know each other. Like, it's a problem. But then, of course, you had drugs. You had all kind of other things that were going on, new to the market. People were involved in things.
Systematic breaking.
Yeah, and some people weren't mentally strong enough to be able to overcome a lot of that stuff. Mm. So the kids, war, you know what I'm saying, whatever those remnants was of that whole struggle. So it's like you got people now that things happen to them simply because, you know, that's your mechanism of coping. You're dealing with this, this, and this. Even black people who love the shop. I mean, it's a thing where you are always trying to figure out your way to fit in, to feel like you have value. So some people love labels. I mean, some people like smoking, drinking, partying, whatever. Everybody got a thing. And so some people may just be workaholics because they want to be the best at their job. But you always got to realize it's always going to be give and take. You ain't going to all, you know what I'm saying? You giving up something when you 100% in this thing. Mm-hmm. So you kind of got to realize that's just, you know, that's just a part of life. So, but we gotta definitely take responsibility for the things that have been done in the family structures, the way people do their kids. It's just been... You know what I'm saying? Just been that type of thing. Because when the daddy ain't there, some mamas make them boys be tough. Do whatever they got to do. I'm just saying, some of them do. And then you got some mamas who, because the men ain't there, they coddling the boys. They
turn
doing,
to their husband.
The son's been.
What'd you call it? The son's been.
But, you know, that happens. And so it's like, or even like some boys. They,
hey, ladies, y'all got to stop doing that, man. Stop turning your son. Stop letting he the man of the house. I understand what you're saying, but you can't.
I mean, but it's hard when a nigga won't be in charge. Like, if you somebody daddy, it's just a call to action. Black men, if you are somebody's father and the DNA test shows that that's your kid, pick the motherfucker up once or twice out the year, and y'all go and get some. I ain't even saying you got to see. Yeah, you can call him on a regular basis, but you can go and chill with the little man at some point. Because it's damaging us. It's damaging us.
Yeah.
And people want to say, oh, that shit don't bother me, but it changes something about the way you do business. Yeah. And that's impacting everybody.
So, yeah, man, we got to just do right by the family unit, man. Well, felt like an interview like there. Queen Germ was on a tangent. A rant.
I'm always, that's sad,
that's
but
that's what they call it. So, Queen Germ, I got to ask you, man. A nudist colony, you ever heard of it? It's one in Florida, you know that, right? It's called Cypress Cove. Would you be interested in going to a nudist colony resort for, like, 3-4 day stay?
Probably a day, but not 3-4 days.
I mean, one day you gotta.
One day, I think I would have seen enough.
But would you, okay? So while at the nudist colony, would you go nude?
Yeah.
What, for real?
Yeah, I think that. That would be the appropriate place to do it, right?
I didn't think I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
Right. Oh, because you're ashamed of your body?
No, I just, that's not my thing. Like, I don't want to be naked. Like, I'm not, no.
Well, you wouldn't be the person I go with.
What you mean? I just be like, hey, I'm going to have shorts on all the time. I'm going to be the weird guy at the party. Like, hey, dude, you're making us all feel weird. I'm like, hey.
They'll tell you can't stay, sir. Give you a full refund, sir.
Look, I take my shirt off. I'm like, as good as y'all going to get. No. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not walking around here.
I mean, I don't have no problem. I can do that. I mean, the only thing I'm covering up is my feet.
I'm not walking around
here. But I can be naked.
I couldn't do it. Because what got me, I was watching a little show on Netflix, and it had a little something about a nudist colony. And these people just, washing their cars butt naked and shooting pool and, you know what I'm saying? But they said, okay, so I want to read some rules and regulations of the nudist colony. So I'm going to their website. Like I said, Cypress Cove is the name of it. It's somewhere down in Kissimmee. And they was like, they got frequently asked questions. May I come out just for the day? They say, absolutely. While we do have excellent overnight accommodations, day visitors are always welcome. Daily membership fees are available on the membership page. So they have a membership. Do they need to be a member of Cypress Cove before they visit? So they was like, no, but we are a membership club. Non-members must fill out a registration card and provide identification upon their first visit. The registration card will also serve as an application for membership should you ever decide to join the club. Members of approved nudist organizations such as TNS, AANR, BN, INF, FCN, FYN, and others are always welcome. The big question, are singles welcome? It was like, for the most part, yes. However, we do require first-time single males to have nudist membership or prior nudist experience.
Because they know men don't have no damn self-control, and they'll be riding there, the dick already out. Hey, trying to slide it up on somebody.
So, they was like, nude beach experience alone would not qualify. Members of approved nudist organizations, such as the ones I just named. So if you don't get qualified, couples are always welcome, they say.
Yeah, but couples they ain't always the safest group either. Since y'all out here putting feet in people pussies and things.
So, on my first visit, this is for King Germ, must I be completely naked right away? And they was like, no, you will be given a tour of the resort. If you decide to stay, we understand that you may take a little while to become comfortable. Nudity is always welcome and encouraged, especially in the pool area. Because people are all around you are nude, relaxed, and enjoying this day, being nude is often more comfortable. So I can walk around with my shorts on. So that's cool. Are pets allowed? They say, yeah. Can we bring our children?
Should be no.
It says, of course. Cypress Cove is a family-owned and operated business. It is family-friendly resort, complete with a large playground,
so now your kids running around naked
and white sand beach.
So your kids naked for some crazy person to be touching on.
Hey, man, listen.
That's not appropriate. That is not appropriate.
Like I was just like, why would you want to be kids at a nudist resort?
Yeah, why would you?
Like, that's that shit disgusting. Is like, I understand what you're saying. Like, it's just a nude body, but still. Like,
I mean, it's not appropriate.
All right, so, of course, in the etiquette, They say alcohol, always exercise moderation and discretion. You know, so they still can have alcohol behavior. We promote family-oriented nudism, which should be wholesome and non-sexual.
And that's a lie. That's what people do. They make it.
What? But see, you're not supposed to, you just, they're saying sexually suggestive language, dancing, dress, or displays of affection are never appropriate. So no heavy PDA. No PDA at all.
Okay. But they gonna be, it's gonna be some P&D and all that.
Cameras, no cameras in public areas. Never photograph anyone without their permission. Children, parents are responsible for conduct and safety, for their conduct and safety at all times. Keep an eye on your small ones, particularly by the lake and pool area.
Child, them little boys is not going to be by the lake and the pool unless there's women in there. They're going to be in there trying to see these titties and everything else. Listen, little boys going to be patting on grown women asses
and all caps, kinds of things. No, adults should never approach or play with unfamiliar children. Minor children are not permitted in the bars after 10 p.m.
They shouldn't be in there, period. Why are they in the bar? They can't drink, so what are they in there for?
Oh, my gosh.
So this is a disaster. So, no, I'm not interested in going when y'all saying to turn there.
Dress. Nudity is welcome at all times and places in the resort, including while dining and at our dances. When you do dress, regular street clothes and wraps are appropriate. No lingerie, underwear, or suggestive attire. See pool area. Now, in the pool, nudity is always preferred in the pool area. Guests who prefer not to sunbathe or swim nude, new guests or children, should choose to enjoy our lakefront instead. You know what I'm saying? So, I can't get in the pool? I don't want to swim in the motherfucker. Like, so, I got to swim butt naked and shit? Like,
that's what the people are suggesting.
Tops for sun protection or bottoms for ladies are occasional necessities. However, guests should be at least partially nude while in the pool area. No swimsuits. Bathing suits provide little protection from the sun and are not appropriate for sunbathing in the pool area, but are permitted at the lakefront. You know what I'm saying? So
they're trying to get y'all scary holes out the way.
Yeah, so they say,
want the people that really want this real action that's over here in this back corner.
So they say no swimsuits, shirts, or any other cover are allowed in the pools or hot tubs, man. And they say always carry a towel with you as a courtesy and always sit on your towel for sanitary reasons.
But I'm saying you in the pool. I hope we got a whole lot of chlorine up in that motherfucker. No, they're talking about when you
go around. That's like the etiquette.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you got all nuts and ass and pussy juice coming out, I'm going to need that water to have a high content, a high percentage of chlorine in it.
And they want you to always bathe before you get in. I mean, like, take a soap bath is what they say before you get in the thing. Yeah,
you're going to need to do all that.
So you still in for the nudist colony?
Not when the churn out there.
So if you got to go to one that's a kid... free one.
Yeah. It's got to be adult only.
So, wow. I never thought you would be down for that.
I mean, maybe when I was a little more shy, but now, hey.
I would never go. If I went, I'd just never go out. I'd be like, nah, man, ain't going nowhere. Like,
that's dumb.
If I got to be naked, I'm just going to stay here. Like, nah, I'm staying in the room. Like, I'm chill. Like, fuck that.
I mean, what's the fun?
I'd be naked in here. Look, I'd be naked in here. I'm not going outside. Like, heck no.
Lame.
My eyes would. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Cause you're nasty. That's
no.
What
cause I'd be looking like, oh my god, like, cause it's some people that you know.
It might be some nice looking bodies out there, and you'll be looking cause you're nasty.
Sorry. So yeah,
you're nasty.
So if you're down with the nudist colony, let me know, man. Let us know in the comments if you've done it. We'll do it. Thinking about doing it. Let us know. That's wild, but woo, yeah. TV talk time. Well, the thing that we watched this week was Netflix. It was called White Boy. It was a story about White Boy Rick, drug dealer up in Detroit. Queen Jern, how'd you feel about it?
I don't know. He just was a little. It was sad a little bit.
Yeah, they treated him like a nigga. They railroaded his motherfucking ass. Like he was okay.
He was supposed to have been a white boy, but they treated him like
they treated like he was a nigga. Like I mean, first of all, they charged him with selling so much dope. Kingpin said he was running a gang and just I mean they gave this man 30 years for he was actually working for the FBI, but the FBI said they couldn't. You know, say he was working with him, and he was working with the FBI, because the city.
He was a minor.
Yeah, he was a minor. He was working with all, he was helping all the police, you know what I'm saying, you know, tell on niggas.
Giving them good intel.
Yeah. And, you know, they told
all
him
the information on the people.
They told him if he took a deal, you know, they'll look out. And they end up getting this motherfucker 30 years. The niggas that he snitched on did less time than
and him. He went to prison at 17.
Yes.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
You done gave your whole life away.
Yeah, he did 28 years. I mean, he got out in like 2017 or something.
So did he, but I'm saying, but he did 20, he did all that time and then went to Florida to do the rest of his sentence and some other shit.
Yeah, yeah, he did some time in Florida too.
Which they could have ran that concurrent and then let him out of there, but it was real fucked up. And I mean, it also exposes the fact that, again, when somebody, the government has, and you know, they got their own initiative, they got their own plan.
They got their agenda for
you. They're going to do what they want to do with you, and they disposed of him like he was worth nothing.
I mean, he made the wrong people mad because they got them, his fucking lawyer, what they said.
It was like the lawyer was on the, basically on the team.
Yeah,
of the people
did,
he was,
didn't put up no defense, none. Didn't argue nothing.
And just let him give him whatever.
And then when it was time for his appeal, the lawyer said he shouldn't be
out. Uh-huh.
How the hell your lawyer
you
say,
the one representing me.
Yeah, how the fuck you telling me, like, you said I was innocent, bitch, and now I need to stay in prison?
Forever.
And so, like,
and they kept blocking the nigga parole. Like, he should have been out.
Yes, like, he had pissed off because they just show how dirty Detroit was at the time.
How dirty people are.
That Coleman Young nigga, he was a motherfucker, boy. That nigga, I knew that mayor was dirty when he had the goddamn Run DMC, the Cazelles on. I said, oh, this nigga shitty, bro. He had the Nicky Barn glasses on. I said, yeah, this nigga ain't shit, bro. And then, who else was it? The nigga Gil Hill.
The one who was in the, movie.
Yeah, he was in, Beverly's Hill Cop. He was... Gil Hill, like...
Nah, he was horrible.
This shit was crazy. Like, I know they made a movie called Right Boy Rick that came out a couple years ago, but this right here was the real story, not the movie shit that they tried to make it seem like this. Like, it was amazing, bro.
And I mean, them men was just telling. They was just like, shoot, that man ain't did all that.
Yeah, they was like, this nigga was a... He wasn't... They was like, we trying to figure out, like, who the hell this nigga is, because they was like, if this they talking about Rick, like, he just regular-ass nigga.
Yeah,
they said he went a big time drug dealer. He said he ain't do nothing stuff like I did. He said I was a 10. He was a 2. He was just like,
yeah, like he had no business doing that kind of time.
They got him to damn. He started messing with the kingpin girl wife yeah. instead, mm-hmm. and then next thing you know, he got them all banned up. I mean, it was just a crazy story. So if you got time, watch White Boy on Netflix. It's pretty good. It's pretty fucking good, man. I also watched fucking Bad Trip. It's on Netflix. That movie, wow. I heard of Eric Andre, didn't know who he fucking was. And after seeing Bad Trip, this movie stars Eric Andre and Lil Rel and Tiffany Haddish. And it's a crazy story about, you know, it's kind of like an episode of Jackass where they're pulling pranks, but the people don't know that it's a prank and they not in on the joke, but they think it's real. And there's some wild scenes in this movie. I'm talking about two penises getting stuck in a Chinese finger trap.
I don't know nothing about those.
You know the Chinese finger trap. Them little straight thing, you put your finger, you try to get it loose. You never had that toy?
I recall.
Yes, so, yeah.
But I don't think nobody dingling should have ever been big enough, I mean, small enough to fit in it.
I mean, but I guess it expands. But these two guys got their penises stuck in one. It was horrible. Then it was another scene where he was in a zoo. He got raped by a gorilla. And then the gorilla shot it, bust a load in his face. This movie was wild, bro. This Eric Andre guy, he really pushed the limits, bro. Like
And who? What the name of this is?
Bad Trip. You need to check it out. So please check out Bad Trip. It's hella funny. I mean, it's hilarious and disgusting and hilarious at the same time. But it wasn't a bad watch. I wasn't mad about it. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the elements of it, that it was like they were pranking people. So that was cool. So what else? That's all for TV talk. Still watching Snowfall. This last episode, damn. I really think the daddy was just trying to help. I'm just giving subliminals. I don't want to tell the story.
Yeah, don't tell the story.
Yeah. I just think the daddy was trying to help, man. That's all I'm going to say, man. I just think the daddy was trying to help. He just trying to do right by everybody, man.
Okay.
They ain't have to do that. So, that's all for TV Talk. Let us know if y'all want us to watch something or something that we need to be watching. Well, let me clear my voice. because it's Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ, who are not classically trained actors, we did not go to Juilliard, we did not even go to drama class, but we do an improv every week with suggestions suggested by you, the listener, or I just make them up. And this week, we have a suggestion by Short T.
Short T.
And it goes a little something like this. He said, first off, Germs only references the straight dudes that are fans of Analingus. Attached is a young lady that let it be known on her Tinder that she wants to eat ass. Anyway, my suggestion for the BBC this week takes place in 2004. Dre, 14-year-old boy, calls his crush Unique after 9 p.m. when his minutes are free to ask her on a date. Unfortunately, he has to get through her mom, Miss Paula, first. I would love to hear Queen Germ play Dre to see what she thinks young boys need to say to get to the girl. King Jerner could use everything he heard from moms in the past to play Miss Paula. He said, y'all don't have to do the voices. Long live the king and God save the queen.
Really? God save the queen? I'm already saved.
Hey.
I don't need saving.
Hey, okay. Maybe you need to be double dipped. Maybe that's what they say. No. But are you ready, Queen Jerner? So you are Dre. It's 2004. I am Miss Paula. You ready?
I guess.
Here you go. Praise the Lord.
Oh, hey, how you doing today, Miss Paula?
Excuse me. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, Miss Paula?
I'm all right.
Is Unique available?
Unique? She's here, but do you have an idea what time it is?
I'm sorry, but my minutes are free after 9 o'clock, and I had a couple of questions about this math assignment that we had. And so I was just wondering, now that I am able to talk on the phone, if I could just have about 5 minutes of your daughter's time.
Okay. First of all, it's after 9 o'clock. This phone don't ring, especially for Nanika after nine. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I understand all of that, ma'am, but it is...
No, apparently you don't understand because you calling my house all late. Now, I got to get up to go to work in the morning. And the last thing I wanted to hear was my phone ringing in the middle of the night. So...
But you know God is good.
God is good.
And all the time.
Let's sit here and have a prayer then.
Okay.
Since God is good, we can sit here in prayer. Let's go.
If you don't mind.
So let's bow your head.
Lead the prayer, ma'am.
Now, I'm going to hang this phone up on you, little boy. Don't you call my house this late again.
So what talking about some damn homework.
Talking about some homework. See, now you're going to make, now you done bought the Lord. I done set the Lord to the side now.
See, that's what you're
wrong. I'm going to have a talk.
See, first of all, because you don't lay it down.
You're a disrespectful little boy. You're a disrespectful little boy.
I ain't disrespectful. So you're going to talk over me? Yeah.
You're going to talk over me?
Because you're wrong.
Okay. Well, look, talk to yourself because this phone is over. Click. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Felt the magic.
I did not. I felt nothing.
Oh, stop it.
No pulse.
Stop it.
Dead on arrival.
That little boy didn't have no chance. He didn't want that girl. He being all nice. He sounded like a little chump calling. Hey, how you doing?
I mean, you think you're gonna get somebody by cussing them out?
Nah,
and say, put that bitch on the phone.
No, sound a little more authoritative. Like, you know, that ain't how you used to do it, man. Especially when the mama used to answer. Nah, you can be nice. You gotta charm them. You gotta be like,
you're not gonna charm somebody if they answer the phone.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
The only time you got that used to be the curveball. Sometimes you'll call a girl house and the mama answer, praise the Lord. You'd be like, what the fuck am I supposed to say? Like, you just like, I was just like, what the hell? Praise the Lord. That would throw me for a loop. I ain't know what to say. Praise the Lord. That's how you answer the phone in your house.
And you should have said, praise the Lord.
Oh, man.
But you know, when you
were I didn't know.
You don't know no
more. I didn't know. So, yeah, man. So, yeah. Oh, y'all can be just like Short T and submit one. We'll act it out, man. We'll try our
best. Don't send no more.
Well, I mean, according to Queen Germ, can't say that because that was only the Patreon show. Oh, yeah. So, if you didn't hear, if you ain't got Patreon, you don't know what's happening next week. And we ain't going to tell you. You're just going
to
find out.
You're just going to find out.
So, it pays to be a patron. Next up. It's reading rap lyrics. Hey, what y'all don't understand is what happens here is me and Queen Germ, we read rap lyrics. Because rap lyrics, I mean, everybody love rap, right? But the gimmick is we read them in our work voice, our proper voice. We try to properly read these rap lyrics. And this week, Queen Germ, it's on Queen Germ. And you ready?
I guess I am.
All right, here we go.
Can Miss Becky please raise her hand, bruh? I need some of that good head right now, bruh. I need that, Becky. I'm on this liquor oh so heavy. For we fuck, can you neck me? A little head, and I am ready. I want your mouth. Give me that, Becky. Keep that pussy. I want your throat. Front that head before you go. Wet your mouth before you blow. Must get Becky for our bow. You, Miss Becky? Let me know. Licky, licky. I love that, bro. Head nigga, that's for show. I'ma lock your jaws before I go. I'm on this liquor oh so heavy. Before we fuck, can you neck me? A little head and I'm ready. I want your mouth. Give me that, Becky.
All right.
That was horrible. Horrible.
Reading rap lyrics. I mean, I can't get mad at that. You know what song that was? You have no clue? Okay, let's keep it. If you know who that was, let us know.
I don't listen to things like that.
Yes, you do. If I tell you what it is, you'd be like, oh, yeah. That's my song.
Plies or something?
Yeah, definitely plies. Okay. Oh, man. Well, it's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessionals. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets, stick them out to Queen Germ. She tells me she likes it. This one goes a little something like this. My girl is buying a toy to masturbate. I'm low-key salty because I don't even masturbate. She said, OMG, when I joked about ordering a pocket pussy, but I can't have the same reaction when she's talking about ordering a toy. What should I do, y'all? We've been together for a year, by the way. Jackson State University. So, give him some advice, Queen Germ.
Ain't nothing to do. Huh? Like, if she wanna get a toy, what do we do?
Why he can't get a toy? He bought a toy.
He said he was joking about getting the pocket pussy, and she said whatever, like, ew, you nasty, blah, blah, blah. But if he want a pocket pussy, get a pocket pussy. It seems like y'all into toys, so I don't see what the problem is. Ain't no need to make a big deal. Once she done got hers, that gives you the green light to get yours. You ain't even got to have no discussion. Because clearly the pocket pussy ain't going to be used with her. What you going to do with the pocket pussy and her at the same time?
I mean, true.
So, me personally, she gave you the green light to go and get the pocket pussy. So, if that's what you want to do, get the pocket pussy.
Wow, man. First of all, you better tell her to stop using them toys. Because if she's using, like, one of them battery-operated toys, like, what she's doing is damaging her nerve endings or her clitoris and around her coochie and killing her nerve endings, and she's going to die. You know what I'm saying? You have to give it some time to let it regenerate. You know what I'm sitting here? That's why these women around here, like, pound it out, smack on their heart, because the shit, the nerve, the ones that masturbate with the fucking toys all the time, this shit be dead. So tell her to be careful.
I don't know anything about that life.
You can kill, you have a... Was it what Issa Rae said on the show? What was the girl pussy talking about? She said broken pussy. Yeah, like, broken pussy.
Yeah, I don't see how you
don't break your pussy, ladies. Don't do it.
You don't get but one.
Yeah. So you only get
one. Take care of it.
Yes. Keep it 100 time, Queen Germ. Do you have a keep it 100?
Yeah, I'm gonna say my keep it 100 is if it ain't on the way, it's out the way.
100.
So. People need to recognize when you asking for favors, it ain't necessarily got to be on the travel route. But if you already know that shit that you asking for is out the way, you don't have a means to provide such favors, and another time, just don't do it. So you know when you inconveniencing somebody. I can understand every now and then we all need a favor that's going to put somebody out the way. But if it ain't on the way, it's out the way, and just don't try to be a bother. Especially not on a regular basis.
That's it?
I ended.
All right, period. Man. Well, my keep it 100 go a little something like this, man. It said God made us this way for a reason. When I wrote that down, I don't know what I was thinking about. And so, my keep it 100, like, I'm really lost
right now. He's smoking too much weed.
No, it's not, because it's like, it really, because
you don't even talk about God. So you must have been high when you put that on the people. Unless that was your girlfriend at work who put that in there and slipped it in there because she wanted you to shout her out because her name is Paula.
I don't know what the, I don't know what it was, man. But yeah, man. So my keep 100 is, man, hey, man, kids, just say no, man. Just say no.
100.
That's my keep 100.
And God made us this way.
For a reason. And I'm trying to think, what was it? Why? Why didn't I expound on that in my notes?
Hey, I don't know.
So my keep 100 is just say no.
Okay.
Like, just leave it alone.
Just leave it alone.
Just leave it alone.
All right.
Yeah, all of it. Winners and losers. Do you have any winners and losers?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say this week my winner is Baylor University because they are now the NCAA national champions.
Winner.
You can't boo my winner. But nonetheless, they won 86-70 over Gonzaga, who was favored in that game. So I love to see the underdogs win. Baylor University on top. For the next year, you got to put some respect on their name.
Nah, man. When nobody respect this title. This was the wackiest Final Four. Hey. Baylor versus Gonzaga. Like, you'll never have that. This is the COVID title. We're not giving Baylor no
damn.
They got
it. They got it.
Y'all got it. Correct. Got but it. We ain't. Nah,
turn up,
bro.
Turn up. What's your winner, nigga?
My winner, man. I'm the winner this week.
Winner.
You know why I'm the winner? Because I saved the Nappy Afro IG. The other day, I don't know. The other day, I just emailed, the people emailed, said somebody count. I emailed them back. Next thing I know, they was like, oh, boom, boom, bada bing, bada boom. Our mistake, there it is. Now, mind you, this might get edited out of the show because, you know, somebody does the editing and
they have those liberties.
They have those liberties and they can cut out, you know, what they see fit, no matter, you know, what I can say all kind of bad stuff about them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all never hear it. You know what I'm saying? Because they edited it out. And, you know, so this too may get edited out. You know what I'm saying? But all I know is this. The email was sent. Results happened.
Okay.
You tell me you've been trying to get this thing resolved for months. You show me all these screenshots and everything. And I stepped up one time.
And everything, service was restored.
Sir. You know what I'm saying? You know, you just give me my credit, man. That's all I'm asking for, man. You know, a little thank you. Hey, man, great job what you did, man. You know what I'm saying? But now, I get none of that. I get none of that.
Thank you, Queen. King John.
Not you. Not from you. Not from you. But I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
I don't need you know that. What I'm
saying? I don't even use the IG. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, a little credit, man. A little credit go a little long way, man. That's all I'm saying.
Just a
man.
Little.
A little, man. I mean, that's all. That's all we asking for. A little credit, man.
So, just a little credit.
So I'm the winner, man. Just in my humblest. In my humblest state. Losers, Queen Jeremy, got any losers?
Yeah, I'm going to say Cher was my loser this week.
Loser.
And I kind of like her. But ooh. Cher.
Cher. Oh, the
old lady singer.
Okay.
Almost 70 years old, I guess.
She got to be like 80, man.
I think 70 is what the people say. But nonetheless.
Damn.
The fact is, she's just another example of white privilege. Y'all got this savior complex thinking. I mean, she put out a post, and I really believe that she didn't mean nothing by it. But you a loser because you done lived 70 years and you don't realize some shit you say and some shit you don't, especially not post on social media. But she tweeted something to the effect of, if she was there, she could have saved George Floyd's life. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, oh, maybe because of your celebrity, maybe because you're white, maybe you could have talked to him to get his leg off of the man's neck. And
yeah,
it's a whole lot of maybes, but it's obvious that the people who were there
didn't do anything,
but they were frightened. And that even more shows you the power that the police abuse, because it's almost as if they're the law and they can't be touched. So people who were there, you would have traded your life for his. Because if you would have went charging at the police saying, get up off of him, they would have shot your ass. He might have lived, but then now you dead. So what are we doing at this point? So you didn't know him. So how would you say that, you know, it would have been worth you giving up your life? You don't know what he got going on. So then when you would have died for this man, your family would have felt some type of way. So, you know, people were stuck in their decisions. But for her, I just feel like at some point, white people got to understand that you don't have to save us. We don't need saving. We just need a fair shot. And so when you change that mentality of you thinking you got to just do something on our behalf when the one thing that you can do is level the playing field. And that's something that is being, you know, is being reevaluated or whatever. But the idea, that's the thing that people don't understand. You can change policies, but you got to have a new culture where you can change the mentality of people. Because that's the thing that comes into play every single time. And the damage has really been done. It's deep in there. Because there's some things we've dealt with, you could deal with a little bit better. Then you got other things that still got us fucked up. So when you look at it, you go out here, you say certain things, use your celebrity for something. But don't continue to foster the environment where white people could feel like, oh yeah, I'm going to save somebody black. And it's really self-serving. Because it ain't because you so much want to do better for them. You just want to, you know, fly high and say, I'm the superpower that took, you know what I'm saying, took the time to save this little poor black person. So it's all about what you do with it, but try to do something a whole lot more positive.
All right. Got two losers this week. First loser is Michael Rapaport.
Loser.
Michael Rapaport, you're my loser for getting in the argument with KD online and then, you know, screenshotting and posting what, you know what I'm saying, to the public, what he said to you in private. Ended up getting the man a $50,000 fine. That was some bitch ass shit, man. If you don't talk to him, I mean, you it's all started because you mad because the seats that he got you wasn't courtside. They were like, you know, 7th, 8th row or something. So that's what started all the little back and forth. Because, I mean, he invited you to the game, gave you tickets, but they went courtside. So you started talking shit. And, then
and who was this person?
Who?
The person, Michael Rapaport. What do you do?
He's the white dude that played Remy on Higher Learning. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Him. You know, he always, everybody call him, you know, he's accepted in the black community. You know, he's a cookout guy, so, you know, whatever.
Not anymore?
Oh, he's never been in my cookout.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you played Remy. You said nigga too much in that movie, and you enjoyed it. And you got all your niggas out, so I can't get over that. Like, okay. I still see you in that role. Like, I don't care what you do. I don't care how many times they, who vouches for you. I'm not with it. And then, by you doing this bitch-ass shit, by that posting online, that showed me that you was a whole ass nigga. Like, cause whatever I said to you in private, I said to you in private. You ain't supposed to be posting out screenshots and shit.
So what did he say to him?
I mean, he said all kinds of shit. And Kevin Durant basically called him a pussy, a pale ass white boy. Meet me out there. I'll spit on you when I see you. Just because you married a black woman don't mean shit. Pussy. Like Kevin Durant was talking shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And my other loser is Paul Pierce.
Loser.
Paul Pierce, you're my other loser because Paul Pierce went on live like Saturday night. He was at like having a poker night or something, wherever he was, which it's okay, but you got all these people in there. You got strippers in there. You smoking weed. You're in there just having a good old time, which like I said, if you did none of this on camera,
nobody would know for one.
Nobody would know. But you know in this era right now, they look at you as being
He the insurance man.
No, that's Chris Paul.
Oh.
Paul Pierce is retired. He works for ESPN.
Okay, okay. I'm about to say. My bad. Sorry.
Now, CP3 will never get caught up in a mess like that.
I'm like, he getting good checks right now. Come on now.
So Paul Pierce, he went out there. They, you know, I knew it was going to be bad. I told him, dude, there ain't nothing wrong. They ain't did nothing wrong. I said, man, watch. They fired his motherfucking ass Monday morning. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he going to, you know, bounce back on his feet. You know, I heard my son.
So they mad because they in the panoramic and he's still doing it.
Yeah, my son told me that some company want him to do some, be the sponsor, you know, be the spokesperson for their event or whatever. They're gonna pay him like $250,000 to do it or something like that. So, you know, hopefully it works out for you, Paul Pierce. But this is very stupid. And that's why you're my loser. Yeah,
I mean, you can't. I mean, but then you can't do dumb shit like that. Like you can do anything you want if you don't have it on tape.
Why go online? You're too old for this shit, Paul. Yeah.
You don't
like,
need it.
You moving like a young nigga. You moving like a young nigga, Paul.
That's what they want to do.
And he ain't a young nigga.
I would have had even the guess. Y'all damn phones would have been in a box at the door.
Thank you.
Ain't nobody would have been able to touch no phone.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't have been nothing.
Like, no phones. For what?
You hit a party.
Yeah, exactly. We
enjoy
here
the night.
Exactly.
Get your phone on your way out.
Yes, sir. You know, give it to the, but you know, hey. So you're my loser, Paul. Huh.
Gotta be smarter.
Well, Queen Jer, we knocked all the outline out the way. Gotta ask you, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, the front porch. And anybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city, nigga. My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch, RT3, J Will, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Stax, MJ Money 9S, Mad Static, Sleazy the Black Farmer, we got Dragon Lady, we got Amazing AP, we got 12 Count, 12 Count Podcast, we got Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network, you know, of course, that's Dr. Cam, that disrespectful motherfucking MJ, Long Live K, Loud of Truck Driver, shout out to, what's Big Smash and everybody at the Bet the House podcast. Shout out to Glenn and her podcast. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis in the Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to everybody in the Black Pod Collective. Shout out to everybody off that site to fuck with the kids. You got Doc Claw and all the gang. Shout out to the whole No Man gang. You got G, you got goddamn Dom, you got damn Dot.
Boo.
Gang gang in the building. Shout out to anybody else to fuck with us, man. Long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Queen Jer, race show.
I'm gonna have to say,
sometime today.
8.43.
8.43. All right. I'm gonna go with like a, what's this week? 3.9. I'm gonna go 4.15. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
It would have been more appropriate next week, but okay.
Probably would have been. So we'll go 404. 4.04 this week.
Okay.
All right. That's cool. It works for everybody.
It works.
Cool. All right. Well, got all that out the way. Got the shout outs, got the ratings. Oh, yeah, got to do these little things. Oh, don't forget, people. Don't forget to like, subscribe to it, comment on it, rate it. Don't forget about our voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon, where you join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt. Man, Queen Jern, it's time to get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Got some magic to make tonight.
Oh, stop it. Well, it's your boy King Jern in the building.
And it's your girl Queen Jern about to be in the bed.
Yeah, sleep.
Legs so,
yeah.
Up.
Yeah, sleep. But yeah, man, we out here, man. Y'all have a good one. Love y'all. See y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com